Today, I would like to talk to you about liturgical art and the liturgy and what we have in the Catholic Church that fills our churches with the beautiful images and why they're so important. We have art so that it lifts the mind and the heart to God. In fact, our churches were art, because Gothic churches were intended to give one the feeling that they were being drawn up into heaven. That's why there were long windows and pillars going straight up as far as you could see. And there were light coming all the way through so that you would see the brilliance of heaven. And you would look up and fall in love with the Messiah, with the Lord, with the Father, the most loving and affectionate Father. We have the greatest gift, and very few Christians have this. We have Christ on the cross. We have icons. Oh, our beautiful brethren in the Eastern Church, what a great gift they've given. When you go into an Eastern church and you see the rood screen with the beautiful icons that were painted with delicateness through a whole month of labor, there is a presence of that saint as they see it within that image. And so therefore, when they go in, they see these beautiful images of those who are rejoicing in heaven, the saints and the angels. And it lifts our mind and our heart to where it has to be. When you really look at Mass, for example, we're at the precipice of heaven. We are so close to heaven. If only we had the eyes to see. And liturgical art is supposed to help us truly visualize what it is that is taking place, that all of heaven participates in every liturgy, that the angels and the saints surround us all the time. That's why we place the images or statues of our saints, so that we can realize that we are beginning our heaven on this earth by choosing to love Christ, by choosing to live the gospel, by choosing to be Christ, by accepting forgiveness in our lives over and over and over again, no matter how many times we fall, by rising up from the ashes of our sins, we live that life that we hope and pray we will forever live in heaven. Mass is the closest we can get to heaven. In all the sacraments, we encounter Christ. There's no question about that. We encounter the Trinity working in and through the sacraments. But liturgical art helps make that something more real to the soul. We need liturgical art. We need good liturgical art to look at an image of Christ resurrected with one eye in the middle and all the different kaleidoscope of colors around him tends to make someone slightly nauseous, and that fills them with a great love of wanting to be there. Liturgical art should move the mind and the heart. According to the saints, the eyes are the windows of the soul. What we take in affects the soul directly. It's like liturgical music. That's a form of art. To sing, "I want to be a flower on the altar" every single week makes you you search after being a potted plant? What should music do? What should art do? It should raise us above ourselves. We can't dumb down the liturgy. We have to raise the soul and the mind and the heart to God. That's the purpose of liturgical art. Not to have the faithful standing there looking at it and saying, "What is it?" Like they did when the manna fell from the sky, or when they got up in the morning and there was manna all over. The word manna means, "What is it?" And if you have to ask that looking at a statue or looking at a sacred image, if you have to ask a question like that, what good is it? God gave us an appreciation of beauty. Why? Because He's the ultimate beauty. So there are degrees of beauty, and not everyone has an eye for it, most certainly. But within the church, the purpose of those beautiful icons and those beautiful images of our beloved Mother, of our beloved Lord, of the Holy Family, of the great saints and martyrs of our faith, inspire us to imitate them. Every single one of us has pictures of our family. Every single one of us has a wall or a tabletop or a mantle that has photographs of those we love. Well, don't we love the people who have gone before us in heaven? Shouldn't we love the angels and the saints? They're persons. The angels are persons. They're persons who have been given to us to help us. Help us see and understand and know the beauty and the goodness and the magnificence of God's love and His mercy toward us. When we look at a statue of a saint, nobody thinks that that's the person. Just like when you pull a picture out of your wallet, I don't think that that's your mom. Nobody does. And yet there are foolish people who will insist that when Catholics look at a statue of a saint or an icon, we really believe that that is Mary. Oh, get over yourself. No Catholic in their right mind feels that way. They see that as a very poor reproduction of the truly beautiful Mother of God. A creature so beautiful that if God would have created her even slightly more perfect, she would have ceased to be a creature. She would have had to become a God. That's how perfect she was. So no image does justice, neither to Jesus, neither to Mary, neither any of the saints. Because the beauty that you saw in them, the beauty that they manifested to the world of their day and age, was a beauty that goes far beyond any human beauty, any human traits. If we look at many of the saints, when we look at them and we look at their images, they're supposed to transport us into acts of love for God who was so good to them. We have to try to understand what brought them to be able to give their lives for the poor or for the dying, or for the sick, or for the weak. We have to look and study their lives so that we can become like them. And so these sacred images, rather than being an obstacle to heaven, are truly stepping stones to heaven. They help us understand how we can get there, what we can do in order to truly love God with our whole heart and our whole soul and all of our strength. Liturgical art is a necessity in the church. I urge all of you who are thinking about becoming artists to recognize that that is a gift that comes from God. Use it for His greater glory and honor. Use the talents that He has given you so that you can express His beauty, the beauty that doesn't die, that doesn't fade, that'll never pass, the beauty that we will latch on to and become one with Him for all eternity. Oh, give of the talents that God has given you. Give to the church that beautiful art that she deserves as the mystical body of Christ. Inspire people to live and die for that kind of love by the very art that you create or that you bring forth from deep within your heart. Don't look down upon the beauty that God has offered to us. Find even in art that is kind of questionable, something pretty, something beautiful. But don't ever, ever walk away from the beauty that God has offered to all of us. Look around you. Art should make you see the beauty in the morning, in the sun, in the stars at night. It should help you feel and see the beauty in the wind, in the snow, in the rain. It should make you truly live, touching everything, seeing everything, smelling, tasting, all the things that surround us, so that you can really know that these are gifts from God. Art, liturgical art, is a gift from God, and He gives it to us through the artist. God bless them.